英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的最简美式口语，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
大家好 ，Good afternoon。
Happy New Year, Mark.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
好，今天也是马克老师的新年首秀了。在这里欢迎全国各地的小伙伴们跟着我们一起，新的一年继续地道美语情景口语，保证带给你最地道、最鲜活的地道美语。
Mm-hmm.
哎，都不能说更多的，叫 Real American Spoken English。
嗯，
好，所以大家要提升口语，提升发音，提升表达，跟着我们这地道美语课堂是绝对没错了。今天我们继续哦，我们的新话题。这新年刚刚一到啊，我们就注意到一个现象，很多人就开始怀旧了。
嗯，
这是什么呢？元旦早上，哎，刚一醒来，发现这个朋友圈怎么全部都在刷屏啊？刷的是什么呀？晒18岁的照片。
对对对 ，pictures from when they were 18 years old。
你看，连马克老师都注意到了，您的朋友圈里难道也在晒照片呢
？You know, I have a lot of the university students on my WeChat contacts. You know, because I teach them, and some of them are like 19 or 22 or whatever. So it's like, oh, this is a picture of me when I was 18. I was like, looks the same. What's the big deal? So it took a little while to figure out like what people were doing. I was puzzled by it.
哎，您看啊，这朋友圈里的很多年轻的朋友们，也就19、20岁吧。
什么区别？我看不见。
然后发了一张照片说，你看，这是我18岁时候的照片。嗯，这个有什么情况呢？这个这个是个什么梗呢？你看，我们大家在新年的时候都发现了这样一个现象，纷纷晒起了18岁。不仅是我们自己晒，看来网络上啊、微博上啊，哎，很多的明星们也晒出自己的18岁。到底这个18岁是一个什么样的梗呢？你看我们的地道美语这新年是不是非常接地气啊？我们今天就约大家一起聊一聊你的这个18岁的照片晒没有晒呀、
Right.
其实英文中的说晒照片啊，没有汉语这么鲜活了，英文直接就说 post pictures、
mm-hmm.
就好了。
Yeah, put up a picture, post a picture, yeah.
Also you can say put up,、
mm-hmm.
也就是贴上去啊，发上去，发布什么的。
对。
好，朋友们，你们晒了照片吗？反正你们都在我朋友圈里，我知道你们都晒了，我也都看见了。
Put it up already. Put it up again. Maybe we missed it, right?
所以我也觉得这个活动还挺好玩的。
Mm-hmm.
嗯，希望大家呀，就是说都有一颗年轻的心啊，即使我们的容颜老去，我们变老了。
Young at heart, yeah.
对，这个心里要年轻啊，我们的青春是永远不散场的，好吗？好的。好，今天啊，我们就说一说哈，朋友圈兴起了这个新玩法，晒起了18岁的青葱的照片，而且配文还得写一个谁。还没个18岁呢，今天我们就集体来缅怀一下青春年华，同时我们也聊一聊在 social media 上面有过一些 trends、
mm-hmm.
有过一些 fad、
right.
潮流
yeah. yeah, both of those are good words to use about something that people are doing, right? A trend or a fad.
对，所以像这样的潮流呢可以叫做 trend、
mm-hmm.
因为它是突然间起来的、
yeah.
像一个潮水一样流过、
mm-hmm.
当然你不能说 fashion、mm-hmm. 就不能叫 fashion
对对对对 对, 对 fashion is a small change in something that people already do for example to have pointed shoes might be a fashion everybody wears shoes that's nothing new but nowadays everyone's shoes are so pointed oh that's the fashion this year and maybe next year also、to have pointed shoes
哎，对你比如说人人都穿某一款的鞋子
对啊、
哎、这个叫做 fashion Fashion, 或者叫做 style、
yeah.
但你要说像晒朋友圈这个一阵风过去的事儿，它不能叫一个 fashion
yeah, a fad, a trend、yeah.
哎、这个 fad F-A-D 和 trend、mm-hmm. 是可以来描述这个现象的
对
那像 tide, fashion, even style是不可以来描述这个现象的
对对对 不可以、
哎、所以今天咱们这也把这个潮流这事儿这单词怎么说得弄清楚了哈、
mm-hmm.
好来看一下你们的 comments 大家跟我们的互动吧在直播区当中有人说了啊，宝宝三岁还差15年才满18岁你是在忙着给你的宝宝晒18岁了有的人说嗯 When I was 18太土了不敢晒我的照片
嗯， mm-hmm.
我也找了一下18岁的照片手机里还真有一张在上海拍的
That's cool nice
但是我想了想还是没有 PO 出来因为那个时候、mm-hmm. 太美了。
Yeah, and we can kind of predict what comments we'd get on those posts, right? Yeah.
对，也是太我们要低调哈，我们没有晒。好，这很有意思。你们到时候完事儿以后呢，也给我发点十八岁的照片，咱们也 po 在今天的微信公众号当中，好不好？
好。
今儿的对话我们要走起来了。首先还是练听力，请马克老师给我们来一遍。
好。Just a second. Is this seat taken? Go ahead. Oh, Jingjing, it's you. I'm on my way to work. Me too. I'm just looking through WeChat moments to pass the time. Have you noticed any trends in people's posts? Yeah, lately a lot of people have been posting pictures of when they were 18 years old. Do you know why that is? Let me guess. Since it's 2018, someone got the idea and it went viral. That's a good guess. This coming year is also the first year that the post-90s generation can no longer call themselves teenagers. You know what I noticed about all those pictures? What was that? Fewer of them were selfies. I don't know if that means people took fewer selfies when they were 18. Yeah, I guess if you have a whole year of photos to choose from, you don't have to use a selfie. The most charming ones are group photos, showing what people were doing when they were 18 years old. Right, it's cool to see what hobbies and interests people had when they were younger. It's a nice trend, looking back on innocent times. You said it.
好, dialogue 2. Later on, a bunch of people get off the subway and it is quiet enough to talk again.
Are you still looking at WeChat moments? Kind of. I'm having a look at my subscriptions. There's already an article about why people are posting pictures of themselves as 18-year-olds. Does it give the same reason I told you? Yeah, and it talks a little bit about other social media trends. Is there a general pattern? There might be. You know, each of these trends starts out as a cute joke. It becomes wildly popular, and everyone wants to get involved. Then, a few people make a joke about the joke. Finally, everyone forgets about it. It seems like the 18-year-old posts are still a pretty hot trend. I wonder what the joke could be. Well, the article predicts that people will post pictures of themselves at 18 months old, or post pictures of famous people like Donald Trump or Liu Han when they were 18 years old. Those would be pretty funny. There's even a guy that takes old social media trends and makes new videos about them. How does that work? Well, he must have access to the sets at a movie studio. He took the ice bucket challenge and set it at the time of the Beijing Olympics. Everyone's wearing those volunteer uniforms. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Here's another one where people, it looks like the Tang Dynasty, are eating fresh dates and bananas. That one's good for a laugh. Those videos make it look like he was the one who started each of those trends. Interesting idea. I wonder what he'd do with the 18-year-old trend.
哎，好，今天这个对话，开年的对话啊，有这么接地气的话题，是不是大家感觉到短小？精湛啊！大家听懂了什么？有人说就听懂鹿晗了。
Yeah, that stuck out like something really cool.
确实有鹿晗，这是肯定有的，所以这对话无比期待哈。来，我们一起开始学起来。
好，
场景是什么呢？场景是 Jingjing and Mark are chatting on the subway.
Yeah,
我俩呢在地铁上聊天。
对对对。
哎，很巧，非常巧，Jingjing呢本来我俩不在一块儿的。Jingjing说，哎，这个座位有人坐吗
？Is this seat taken？
好，这个座位有人坐啊。这个在我们公共场合经常会用到。他怎么说呢
？Is this seat taken？
对了，有人坐，他不说坐。
Yeah. Don't ask are there people? Because obviously there aren't, right? I just have my bag there or whatever.
哎，对，你千万不能说 are there people？
Right.
太不能了，太不能了。你只能说 is this seat taken？
Yeah, yeah. 在饭店你可以说 is this table taken？ Yeah.
这个座位被拿走了吗？被占了吗？
对。
叫 is this seat taken？ Taken。记住啊，这个单词很重要。
对，
马克头也没抬啊。马克说：“没人，你坐吧。”
Go ahead.
Go ahead.、并没有说 no people， 没说呀。
对对对对 ，Go ahead
他。他说的是“您继续吧，您请吧。”
对对 对，
叫 go ahead、注意啊，语境的用法不能逐字逐句的按中文的意思去说。抬头一看，哎呀，是你呀，晶晶，这么巧。
Oh, Jingjing, it's you.
it's you. 你看哪儿哪儿都能遇到你。
对对对。
啊，都能遇到，地铁上都能遇到。好了，相认完毕了。静静说，我呀，这是去上班的路上嘛。
I'm on my way to work.
On one's way to.什么？这是我们中学的时候就学过的表达了。
对对对对对。
口语里美国人也用，说 I am on my way to work。
对，
我在上班的路上。那我要是在去上学的路上呢
？I'm on my way to school。
I'm on my way to school。我要是在去银行的路上呢
？I'm on my way to the bank。
I am on my way to the bank。我在去医院的路上呢
？I'm on my way to the hospital。
I'm on my way to the hospital. 这个句子例句呢主要检测了马克老师的中文听力。
That's okay. Those are common enough words. I know them. Yeah.
马克老师中文听力很好了。I'm on my way to work. 我在上班路上。
好。
我也是啊。
Me too.
我一直在看微信朋友圈打发时间。
I'm just looking through WeChat moments to pass the time.
看朋友圈呢我们用
look through WeChat moments.
Look through.、为什么要用 through 这个样子
you could say look at, but looking through is like, I'm looking at a lot of them, and some of them a little more, some of them like, you know, just a few. Okay.
我们看朋友圈的时候是不是都在刷呀
嗯嗯、
刷
exactly.
刷是个什么感觉从下刷到上
对对 对, 对
一页一页的刷过去
look through several moments
通篇浏览
对对 对, 对
所以加上了 through 这个通字呢、
yeah.
就更加的形象了、I'm just looking through 好朋友圈叫做、
WeChat moments
哎，叫 WeChat 微信的Moments,、瞬间。
对对对对对。
因为我们发的每一条信息都是我们的一个 moment。所以朋友圈叫做 WeChat Moments。
对。
你千万不能说 WeChat Friends 什么之类的啊。
Yeah, no, that's like you're deciding who to keep and who to delete. Yeah.
可以说 Friends Circle, 我们只能这么说。
That's nice. Yeah, we might not know what that refers to, but yeah, it's that's a nice way to set it up.
所谓的刷朋友圈是刷的是朋友圈的发布。
对对对
所以英文中说 look through WeChat moments.
Yes.
希望大家能把这表达牢牢的记住因为这就是你的日常生活。
对对对对。
打发时间。
To pass the time.
Also we know kill the time.
Yeah, kill time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kill time, pass the time, 都是打发时间的意思。
对对对 yeah.
好今天开始问他说诶你注意到最近的发布热点了吗
Have you noticed any trends in people's posts?
Have you noticed...哎你注意到了吗 ?Any trends,、来了刚才节目一开始说过了。
Trends, yeah, T-R-E-N-D-S, trends.
Any trends in people's posts?、这里 posts 务必要加上复数形式。
对对对。
因为它是不止一条发布。
嗯。
复数啊 ,in people's posts.
哎、yeah.
我注意到了。
Yeah.
最近啊。
Lately.
Lately.许多人都在晒自己18岁时候的照片。
A lot of people have been posting pictures of when they were 18 years old.
先主卫兵搬上来，很多人晒照片。A lot of people have been, 现在完成一直在晒、posting pictures 晒、
yeah.
照片。什么照片呢
?Of when they were 18 years old.
Of...When they were 18 years old, of when they were, 可能我们要是写就不会这么用。
Yeah.
Of when they were 18 years old,、这个表达很地道。
Yeah, yeah. If you say pictures from when they were 18 years old, that could be like any picture taken in the year that they were 18. So this one's clearer of when they were 18 years old.
哦，这是最清楚的一个表达。Of when they were 18 years old.
对对对对。
Okay. 你知道为什么会这样吗
Do you know why that is?
Do you know why that is? 简单、我猜一猜吧。
Let me guess.
Let me guess. 因为2018年了呀。
Since it's 2018.
Since it's 2018.、有人就有了这个想法。
Someone got the idea.
Someone got the idea.
And it went viral.
然后就广泛的流行开来了。好。这个单词 go viral、
Yeah, you could say an idea went viral, but usually we say like a picture or a video went viral, or someone's quote, you know, like someone's tweet, you know, it went viral.
Yeah. 哎，所以这 go viral 的意思就是说，突然间一下，广泛的在全世界的互联网全部流传开来了。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this behavior of posting the pictures, we can't exactly say that that went viral. Just the idea. Yeah.
啊，是这个想法。
对对对。
有人觉得说，2018年了，是不是晒一下18岁的照片啊？
Yeah.
有没有这个意思呢 ?Someone got the idea and it went viral.
Right.
是不是就这样流行起来了呢哎你这个猜得好。
That's a good guess.
哎同学们你平时说别人说哎你这个猜得好。哎猜得不错。猜得好猜得妙猜得呱呱叫。你说 That's a good guess.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.、
Mm-hmm.
这新的一年啊。
This coming year.
哎 ,this coming year. 这来的一年啊也就是这新的一年呢。也是90后们不能再把自己啊叫做青少年的第一年了。
好 ,this coming year is also the first year that the post-90s generation can no longer call themselves teenagers.
好我们再听一遍。
This coming year is also the first year that the post-90s generation can no longer call themselves teenagers.
先说 the coming year,、它是什么呢 ?is also the first year.、
Yeah.
它也是一个第一年。什么第一年呢用从句去修饰、that90后英文怎么说
The post-90s generation
对了、The post 后、
90s
90年 generation 代、那同理80后呢
Yeah, post-80s generation
对了00后呢
Post-2000s We call them millennials Like that's what gets used a lot Millennials
那可不可以 2000?
Sorry?
可不可以 2000?
Post-2000s? Yeah, sure yeah.
也可以
Yeah
好那其他的就自己去带进去就好了哈、叫 the post 多少年代的 generation
right.
这90后呢 can no longer、已经不能再 call themselves teenagers、
teenagers、
teenagers 是青少年
对对 对
多少岁啊
13到19岁差不多
13到17岁可能
yeah sure
差不多吧、大家知道吗这个梗呢就是这样的就是出生于90后的人、你比如说born in 1999
right
到今年也就满18岁了明年就满18岁了
yeah that's it that's the end of your youth right bye bye
拜拜了你18岁了成人了
yeah
99年的
成人上班吧快点
成人9099了都已经是18岁了、
对对对
所以已经不再是青少年了、未来就是00后的天下了、这句话就这么说 This coming year is also the first year that the post-90s generation can no longer call themselves teenagers、Sad, isn't it?
Oh, that's okay Yeah, they'll be alright
90后99的都满18了成人了哈、我们好开心啊
Yeah, that's cool Good, get over it, you guys
马克说哎，你知道我在所有这些照片里注意到什么了吗
You know what I noticed about all those pictures?
You know what I noticed in all those pictures?、什么呢
What was that?
很少有自拍
Fewer of them were selfies
Fewer of them、更少的 were selfies
Yeah
好自拍自拍自拍
对
还会吗这个单词千万不能忘啊咱们15年就学过了啊再来拼写一下
Selfies
S
SELFIES, selfies.
Selfies.
Yeah.
这自拍的年代您不会这词儿那真说不过去啊。
Yeah. I don't know if that means people took fewer selfies when they were 18.
哎呀我是不知道哈。我不知道这是不是说明人们18岁的时候更少自拍呢、I don't know if that means people took fewer selfies.拍自拍叫 take selfies、
right.
拍自拍啊拍照片叫 take photos、拍自拍叫
take selfies、
when they were 18、
yeah.
是不是18岁的时候人们更少自拍呢、yeah. 对啊18岁的时候我们18岁的时候我们还没有
selfie sticks
对啊我们还没有什么美颜相机啊
right yeah it'd be weird hold up this big camera you know and like、try to take a selfie
所以大家看到的以前的18岁的照片、第一他没有美过图没有修过颜
对
也没有什么拉 什么拉长一下呀、缩短一下的呀、胖的瘦的都没有。第二，他没有 selfies，都是别人给你拍的，所以更加真实。
Right.
他就是你自己。啊，那会儿的照片还是挺美的。再一次。好, 好，接下来马克说，对呀、
Yeah.
我猜如果你有一整年的照片可以选的话，你不需要非选自拍嘛。
I guess if you have a whole year of photos to choose from, you don't have to use a selfie.
I guess if you have a whole year of photos, a whole year of photos, 一整年的照片
thousands of photos,
to choose from,可以选择的话 you don't have to use a selfie.
Right.
不需要用自拍嘛。最吸引人最好看的就是那些集体合影。
The most charming ones are group photos.
我们用 charming 这个单词。
Charming, yeah.
它是什么意思呢?
It means lovely, it means make you excited, make you happy to see the person. Yeah, charming.
Charming 这个单词很有、就像它本身一样它很有魅力。
Yeah.
又吸引人的又好看的又 lovely 又可爱的、又萌的
对
但是又给人印象深刻的又让人很喜欢的叫 charming
charming、yeah.
最最最 charming 的就是那些 group photos 它展示了人们在18岁的时候都在干什么
showing what people were doing when they were 18 years old
对同意吗、同不同意
Yeah.
The most charming photos、are those group photos.
Yeah, group photos showing what people were doing when they were 18 years old.
对，马克老师有什么照片啊 ?18 岁的时候在干嘛
I have a few, yeah. It's kind of weird. I didn't take as many photos as people do nowadays, but I have some, yeah.
在干嘛呢 ?Planting trees?
I might have a picture of that. I don't know. Playing with my dog a lot.
哦、yeah. 和家里的狗狗在一起玩耍。
对 ,hiking, stuff like that. Yeah.
哎呀是 ,18 岁就开始 hiking 了。
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, I just started before I was 8, but yeah, definitely when I was 18.
7岁就开始 hiking 了。
三多岁应该。
三岁就开始 hiking 了。
对 like ever since、I was born. 哦、yeah.
也真是从小是个徒步人才啊。看我们18岁的在干什么啊。这样吧大家你们敢 po 照片。
Yeah.
微博上 at 我，我就敢 po 我十八岁的照片， okay. 要不要玩一下啊
？Sure。
好，你们十八岁的时候干什么呀？马克说，对，很酷。
Right, it's cool to see.
哎，能看见人们在年轻一些的时候啊，都有哪些喜好和兴趣？
It's cool to see what hobbies and interests people had when they were younger.
好，我们来看这两个单词，一个是 hobbies。Hobbies 就是你的怎么说你的一些喜好。
Yeah, yeah, like building model airplanes or playing the guitar or something like that.
比如说喜欢做飞机模型啊、喜欢弹吉他呀。
Yeah.
对吧、这种就是你的 hobbies,、你业余时间爱做的事儿。
Right.
那么 interests 呢
What you like to see, what you like to listen to, what you like to read. You're not really doing anything, you're just...going to the concert or you're just listening to that music
对、你感兴趣的东西、一般来讲是一些文学艺术比如说你爱看什么书啊、
yeah.
你爱看什么电影啊、你特别喜欢听什么歌呀、
right.
啊、你们年轻的时候都喜欢听什么歌啊、hobbies and interests 都是你自己很个性化的非常 you 非常你的、爱做的那些事情
对
所以呢 It's cool to see what hobbies and interests people had when they were younger
对对对、
哎、有时候你想想年轻的时候自己那些爱好、真的觉得它就是你成长的一部分马克老师年轻的时候爱好我知道了 hiking、
I liked lots of stuff I liked cars when I was a kid too and I didn't buy one until I was in my early 20s
you know? 又20岁就给自己买了个车呀
yeah and I don't know why I don't have a picture of me with the car it's so weird
为什么没有自己和车爱车的合影
never thought I'd have to prove it yeah
马克老师有他跟别人车的合影他没有跟自己爱车的合影还有什么
other interests watches collecting Swiss watches definitely yeah,
你这都是些高大上的爱好、
kind of yeah I didn't know
收集手表
well no I like reading too yeah a lot yeah I'd always hang out in the
现在很少有人戴手表了吧你还戴着手表
I don't know why I just like it yeah I think they're cool
这个很少我觉得现在很少有人戴手表了
对对对很少的
马克老师喜欢收集手表
对对对对
各种啊装饰品
yeah special interests
链子什么之类的、好这就是你年轻时候的 hobby 哈现在你也可以想想你年轻时候吧在听什么听任贤齐心太软有人在听啊你总是心太软年轻的时候爱好吃饭啊结果变成胖子了有人说年轻的时候喜欢喜羊羊与灰太狼啊你们好喜 好大呀
Looking back a long ways, right?
你们有点大啊、mm. 有的看大头儿子和小头爸爸。
Oh, that's cute. I like that show. Yeah.
有的喜欢听的歌是对面的女孩看过来。哎，这都是人
嫌弃的歌。Oh, no, we still hear those songs on the street sometimes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
马克老师都能听到
yeah, yeah,
听懂这样的歌。
Yeah, yeah. Pass like a bakery or something. They have their stereo on.
还有那个人唱什么单身情歌哈、啊、有人说马克老师是土豪啊、
yeah,
对、
cool.
你们的18岁是什么呢想一想。今天说呀这是一个很好的一个潮流可以回望我们的青葱岁月、
嗯、
哇这句话真是啊一种说不出的啊
对
说不出的一种怎么说青葱的年华的感觉、
嗯、
咱作为今天的第一句微信挑战马克老师要挑选一些同学出来
好
然后呢看一看哪些同学今天能够得100分
好
来不来新同学开始啊我们第一位叫做 lifelong learning、
嗯、好 It's a very good trend looking back on the youth years 这个是挺好的我加了那个 It's a very good trend 在前边、啊、Looking back on the youth years 有一点不好听所以要可以换 On innocent times On innocent times、或者你可以说 on youth Looking back on youth 不要说 youth years 这个有一点奇怪
青葱岁月啊同学们咱们用这个表达叫 innocent
对
那些年少无知的 times 岁月
对、嗯、
好它有语音的我们来听一下吧
好
A very good trend looking back on the youth years、
mm, yeah I would be like the youth years you know so the innocent times sounds good
就给你改个这个啊85分、mm-hmm. 真不错哈、
mm-hmm.
第二位是我们的 Alvin
It's a nice styleTo look back the young ages.
好 The young ages, 我觉得是那个七八岁那个十岁是 young ages,、不那么这么清楚。所以你可以说 innocent times, the age of innocence, 也可以。我很喜欢用这个 innocent,、innocent times, 可以。
还是 innocent,、
yeah.
比较好的。
Nice style 要换 fad.
嗯，年轻纯真的。另外，你那个 style 是不能用。刚才节目开始说过了。
对。
第三位同学是神奇猪猪。
It's a so great time that we can look back our young years.
好 ，youth years， 你可以不用 years， 就可以说 look back on 加 on our youth。完了，那个前面的 tide 你不用，那个 so great tide so 也不用，所以你可以说 it's a great trend to look back on our youth 就可以
回顾 look back on
对
look back on 就好了。新同学啊，三只小猪的萌粉、
嗯、
，It's a good tide for us to look back on the green days we had before。
哎，他用了一个 green days。
Green days 我不知道这个是什么合适的，我知道那个 green day 什么意思，但是呢 ，green days。啊，我觉得可以换 innocent days, the innocent days we had. 最后他用是 before, 不用。The innocent days we had 就够了。
好。
那他的前边的 tide 你可以换 trend, fad, 都可以。It's a good trend to look back on innocent days.
哎，这两个同学都把潮流用成 tide.、
Mm-hmm.
Tide 就是那个啊海里那海潮
对
那叫 tide.
Yeah, yeah.
这种潮流还不能这么说哈。
对。
接下来是 Lizzie, 他说 It's a good trend to remember we are young.
Yeah, remember we are young. 如果你现在很年轻你可以。别忘了你现在这么年轻 remember, you are young. 但是现在有30多岁那你不用说这个。所以 It's a good trend to remember whathappened when we were young, when we were young.、
Mm. We are young, 是我们现在年轻啊。
Yeah.
你青葱呢那就应该是一个 what happened when we were young.
对。
你看那歌里唱的 when I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
Oh no, that's the yesterday once more, right?
Waiting for my favorite songs. 是吧 when I was young, 你看是过去的事儿。
Right.
好今天的100分呢是我们的 Carrie 同学。
好。
这新年真是新好兆头啊。
Mm-hmm. Looking back on your own youth.Is a wonderful trend.
100分
Pretty good. Yeah.
听一遍啊
Yeah. Looking back on your youth is a wonderful trend.
首先回顾说对了 Looking back on、
mm-hmm.
青葱呢 youth、
yeah.
青年时期 是个什么很好的潮流呢 ？Is a wonderful trend.
Yeah,
用的完全正确。
You couldn't exactly say that's a trend, so you sometimes can add some things. You could say any trend that gets you to look back on your own youth is wonderful.
嗯，这 Carrie 同学真是功夫不负有心人啊！
对，
新年开场就是开门红，真不错。
Mm-hmm.
好，马特老师，您是怎么来说这句话的
？It's a nice trend.、
哦、先告诉你 ，It's a nice trend.
Looking back on innocent times.
Looking back on 回顾。青葱岁月 innocent times、mm-hmm. innocent times 就这么简单
对对对对对
好继续往下啊这段呢也就快完了、
mm-hmm.
啊他说 it's a good thing to look back on innocent times、
yeah.
马克说是啊
you said it
这句话也可以记一下、
mm-hmm.
他就是说是啊可不咋地啊 you said it
yeah you said it
you said it、mm-hmm. 是啊对呀回顾一下呀、
嗯、
这今年很奇怪啊刚一开年大家就开始怀旧
对、嗯、
这也是一种对比啊的一种美、
嗯、
Dialect 2 Later on 接下来、
嗯、
A bunch of people get off the subway 一群人下车了安静的呀又可以继续聊天了 And it's quiet enough to talk again
对
晶晶说诶你还在看微信朋友圈吗
Are you still looking at WeChat moments?
Are you still looking at WeChat moments?、
嗯、
在吧
Kind of
好 kind of 什么意思、嗯、
yeah, Almost 差不多
诶差不多吧
yeah, yeah, yeah.
啊在吧还在吧我在看我的订阅、
嗯、I'm having a look at my subscriptions
这是什么
订阅、嗯、Subscriptions is something you might get every month, every week Yeah
订阅、
嗯、
I'm having a look at my subscriptions、
嗯、
subscriptions 订阅啊记下来吧这也是个新单词儿、
yeah.
嗯这里已经有一篇文章在说了人们为什么要晒自己18岁时的照片
There's already an article about why people are posting pictures of themselves as 18-year-olds
There's、嗯、already an article 注意文章前面一定要加上一个冠词 an
Yeah
There's already an article about why people are posting pictures of themselves、
mm-hmm.
as 18 years old.、
Mm-hmm.
为什么呀为什么要晒自己18岁的照片呢、
mm.
也给出了我给你说的同样的理由吗
Does it give the same reason I told you?
Does it give the same reason I told you?、
Mm-hmm.
一样的理由吗 The same reason I told you?、
Mm.
对。
Yeah.
也谈到了一点其他也谈到了一点点一些些其他社交媒体上流行的东东。
Mm. And it talks a little about other social media trends.
It talks a little about, 也谈到了一丢丢一点点、mm. other social media, 社交媒体
yeah.
social media,
other trends in social media.、
Yeah. 对社交媒体上有更天天都是 new trend
对对对对对
跟都跟不上哈、
嗯、
今天晒这个明天晒那个
对对对
后天要加个什么帽子在头像上
yeah, the cat hat
是吧、
嗯、
天天要这那的、
嗯、
好是吧我们也都跟上了潮流你看我的微博上是吧、嗯、都有卡片微博卡片还有头像、啊、你看我头上趴了个猫看到吗
对对对对对
好今天说诶有没有普遍的模式啊
Is there a general pattern?
Is there a general pattern?、
Mm-hmm.
Pattern.
Yeah, pattern. Something keeps happening the same way at different times.
模式、
mm-hmm.
啊、General pattern. 其实有没有一些普遍的模式呢
对。
有没有呢为什么这些潮流一下就兴起了然后又结束了呢
嗯、mm-hmm.
诶可能有哦。
There might be.
听好了啊、mm-hmm. 你知道。每一个这样的潮流都是从一个很可爱的玩笑和笑话开始然后广为流行然后每个人都想参与其中玩起来好这是我们今天的第二句 WeChat Challenges 微信挑战这个应该怎么说呢要注意一些什么呢第二段还有不少的优秀的同学第一位 I Chloe
好 Every trend like this always starts with a lovely joke and then goes viral那个你前边用 every 所以一会儿不用说 always 就可以说 every trend like this starts with a lovely joke 所以没有用 always 然后那个最后是 goes viral 可以但是 goes viral 就是一个那个电影什么视频或者你给的照片你可以 go viral 但是谁做什么不能说 goes viral 你可以说 then becomes wildly popular
好，我们来搞清楚这样一个短语哈，
对对对，
就 go viral。
Yeah.
Go viral 这词儿呢，它形容的是一个作品。
Right.
比如说一部电影啊、
right.
一首歌啊、
yeah.
哇突然间就火遍大江南北、
mm-hmm.
这个叫 go viral、
yeah.
但如果说人们抛照片这件事情不能说 go viral
not really not so much、yeah.
啊，他有一个你看马老师很认真告诉我们一个非常非常合适的语境
but we could say that an idea goes viral if the idea when reproduced is really easy to recognize yeah maybe、mm.
你比如说晒照片这事儿吧或者是这个想法你可以说 go viral
yeah the idea of planking went viral yeah
yeah 比如说我们的 planking
yeah
对吧我们的那个这个叫什么那个
they were taking pictures of themselves planking which is like a common yoga thing and then like in front of some famous like Mount Rushmore I'm planking oh here I am planking at blah 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 place、yeah.
对、哎、突然间我
that's like 5 years ago don't worry about it guys、yeah.
天天都做现在还想不起来 planking 是什么、
yeah.
好来啊就是说可以说一个 idea 一个想法
right
go viral 所以这里呢、yeah. 老师就觉得最好不要用 go viral right,
right. yeah yeah yeah
Every fad like this starts with an adorable joke and then catches on.
好他是一百分的
厉害
对对对对对 catches on 也可以对对对可以 catches on like crazy catches on like wildfire 可以讲
非常好一百分啊 adorable joke
yeah not bad
catches on
yeah
流行起来、
mm-hmm.
第三位同学是新朋友叫远、
mm-hmm.
Each trend like this one begins with a cute joke and then becomes a phenomenon
好好好挺好的他有那个95分那个 phenomenon 前边可以加一个 major phenomenon 因为有很多的 phenomenon 有很多的东西 catch on 但是你加一点点 a major phenomenon 就可以 Each trend like this one 也可以但是你可以说 Each trend like this begins with a cute joke and then becomes a major phenomenon Yeah.
好 ,major phenomenon,
对对对对
一个主要的现象。
对
接下来是我们的 key true, 他说 ,each of these trends began from a cute joke, and then it becomes popular.
对对对对可以。在那个 popular 前边也可以叫 insanely popular, or wildly popular,、
啊、
对不对
不可思议的流行。
对对对对。Then it becomes insanely popular, 可以。但是 if this is all together in one sentence, each of these trends begins with a cute joke, and then becomes, 不用 it, and then becomes,insanely popular.
Insanely, 就是疯狂的。
对, 对, 对。
疯狂的。
好。然后那个 begins from, begins with, 有一点区别。所以在这儿最合适的是 begins with a cute joke.
啊 ,begin with a cute joke.
对, 对, 对、
啊。不是 begin from a cute joke.
对 ,begin.
From 是中文思维 ,begin with 是英文的正确结构。
Yeah. Well, begin from a cute joke could be. That's if somebody did something and they weren't trying to be funny. You know, and then later people made jokes about it. That begins from a cute joke.
Yeah. 丫头是下一位同学她说 Every trend like this always starts from a lovely joke and then become popular
对对对 then becomes popular、popular 前边可以加 insanely, wildly, amazingly popular 就可以 begins from a lovely joke 要换 begins with a lovely joke starts with a lovely joke、
yes.
oh, Every trend 你一会儿不用 always 对不对 Every trend like thisstarts with a lovely joke and then becomes amazingly popular.
嗯我们还是少用 always 啊这样的单词。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,、if you have each and every, 你不用一会儿用 always.、
对然后什么开始啊 begin with, start with, 都是可以的。
对对对 对, 对、
啊。尽量不用 start from.
Right.
然后呢 popular, 前面怎么给人家加一个副词啊、怎么着 popular 了、
yeah.
?insanely popular,、
yeah.
amazingly popular.
Extraordinarily popular.
瞧瞧、
yeah.
因为我们要形容它是不可思议的广泛、
mm-hmm.
啊、到了那种令人发指的广泛。
Right.
Amazingly popular.、
Mm.
好接下来我们还有一位同学是丑小鸭哈。丑小鸭说 ,each of these trends, of this tidal wave, begins with a lovely joke, and then spread out.、
Mm-hmm. Spread out, 不对你可以说 spreads like wildfire. Spreads like wildfire, sorry, 可以、it spreads quickly, right? Spreads out.、
tidal wave, 不对啊、trends.
Yeah, each of these trends begins with.、Yeah.
Spread out 也不太妥帖你能说像野火一样 spread, 可以。
Spreads like wildfire.
Spread like wildfire.、
Mm-hmm.
这可以野火燎原一样、这行
Pretty good
第二段总体来说还行还不错、
mm-hmm.
好，来看老师怎么说。
好， you know, each of these trends starts out as a cute joke. It becomes wildly popular.
You know, each of these trends,
对，
每一个这样的潮流 starts out, 啊、哦、这个短语新鲜、
yeah.
starts out.
Yeah, starts out.
起来开始 starts、mm-hmm. out as a
cute joke.
一个非常 cute, 一个可爱的 joke,、
yeah.
一个笑话、
mm-hmm.
或者是一个玩笑。
对，
哎，这么可爱的开始，然后 it becomes wildly popular.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wildly popular.
Wildly popular.、
Mm-hmm.
超级的广泛的流行的、
mm-hmm.
wildly popular. 就这么说，接下来往下看，然后每个人都想参与其中。
And everyone wants to get involved.
Everyone wants to get involved.、
Mm-hmm.
Get involved. 记下来吧。
Yeah.
Get involved. 参与，加入。
Right.
参与其中。然后呢又有一些人又开这个玩笑的玩笑。
Then a few people make a joke about the joke.
Make a joke about the joke.
Right.
又开这个玩笑的玩笑。然后最终人们把这事儿给忘了。
Finally, everyone forgets about it.
Finally, everyone forgets about it.、
Mm-hmm.
是不是
yeah
就开始了
yeah
就完了哈，你看那个当时17年流行什么蓝瘦香菇、
mm-hmm.
啊、现在也没有了
yeah I remember the ice bucket challenge. Someone tried that with urine, but then the ice melted. They poured it on themselves. It was a little yellow, but it was like, yeah, it's not really cold. Oh well.
接下来我们就要说的哈、
yeah.
来看上去呢18岁晒照这事儿还挺火的、
mm. It seems like the 18-year-old posts are still a pretty hot trend
It seems like, 看上去 the、mm-hmm. 18-year-old posts,、
mm-hmm.
18-year-old 作为形容词来修饰这个 posts,
对，
什么晒照呢 ?18 岁的晒照、
yeah.
are still, 仍然是一个 pretty hot,、
mm-hmm.
非常热的非常火的 trend.
Yeah, hot trend.
还挺火呢，现在好像还在晒吧、
mm-hmm.
晒完了吗
Yeah.
我在想这可能会是个什么玩笑呢
?I wonder what the joke could be.
I wonder what a joke.Could be.、
Mm-hmm.
这篇文章啊预计人们会晒自己18岁的照片或者发名人18岁时候的照片。
Mm-hmm. Well, the article predicts that people will post pictures of themselves at 18 months old or post pictures of famous people like Donald Trump or Liu Han.
哎，就说你看这句话其实很简单它就是一个 post pictures、
mm-hmm.
of 谁。
Right.
The article predicts.这个文章呢 predict, P-R-E-D-I-C-T,、
mm-hmm.
预计和预测。
对。
这不是在写分析评论类的文章吗
嗯。
他就预测说啊说人们呢会 will post the pictures of themselves.
Right.
At an 18 month old.
Yeah, yeah, like here's my baby picture. I'm following the trend, am I not?
等会儿这是18个月的照片。
对。就宝贝儿
说人们会发自己18个月时候的照片、
mm-hmm.
或者是呢 post pictures of 那些名人的照片、
yeah.
famous people 您比如说像
yeah, Donald Trump
就是特朗普
or, yeah, 鹿晗
或者是鹿晗、
mm-hmm.
18个月的照片那就是一岁多一点呗
yeah, year and a half old yeah
所以文章预测说接下来大家要发自己更小时候的照片了。
Mm-hmm.
这个我们在 Children's Day 早就已经发过了
right,
这也不是很新鲜的事儿。
Yeah.
哎那些就挺好玩的了。
Those would be pretty funny.
Those would be pretty funny.、
Mm-hmm.
Those would be pretty funny. 好接下来第三句话的微信挑战来咯。甚至还有一个人把老的社交媒体梗又拿出来做了新的视频。Mm-hmm.
对。
媒体梗、
嗯、
其实这梗吧根本不是什么东西它就是什么呢就是 trend 而已、
right.
第三段有谁呀我们来看一第一位吧 Cindy 曾哈 And some even made a video based on an old social media story
对这个要换一点点在前边是 And someone even 如果有很多的人做其他的东西其他的事情但是不太一样没有什么关系你可以说 someone even blah 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 但是在这儿你可以说 there's even a guy who makes videos based on old social media trends 不是 story 是 trends 对不对
嗯，潮流梗啊、嗯，还是用 trends 来表达
对
不说 someone even 说、
right.
there's a guy who makes videos、
right.
怎么样好我们看我们的漫天飞雪说 Someone even made a video of an old social media
Meme
as a new one.
Meme 不用在这儿，你可以说 trends。然后前边是 there's even a guy who makes videos of old social media trends. Yeah.
还是 there's a guy who made a video.
对，
就这么说，有个人做视频。
是是是，对
是
对对。
好 ，Jackie Wu 说 ，a person even made a new video for an outdated social media meme again.
对，我挺喜欢 outdated social media 什么 again， 但是你可以 trends meme 在这儿不对，所以there's even a guy who makes new videos on outdated social media trends.
嗯，这第三句其实是最难的。我们表扬一下这些来挑战的同学。
嗯
，Cindy 曾、漫天飞雪、志华、塔尼欧、Jackie Wu、Angelia 轩、Lily、初见、Della 和雨欣。
对对对，
非常棒啊，
yeah.
非常棒。
Thanks for trying, you guys. This is good.
真的，这句话是最难的。老师来告诉我们怎么说。
好 ，There's even a guy that takes old social media trends and makes new videos about them.
这么说的 ，There's even a guy，、甚至有个人，
对
，that takes。Old social media trends、
yeah.
拿过来老的社交媒体梗 trends、and make new videos about them
right
就这么说
yeah
那怎么弄呢
how does that work
how does that work、他吧肯定在电影工作室有
well he must have access to the sets at a movie studio
好Have access to something.
Yeah, be able to get into something, be able to use something.
有门路，有门路啊。
对, 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 对。
Access to 什么呢 ？To the sets,、就是那些置景。
Yeah, yeah.
Sets 就是那些置景。
嗯。
在电影工作室吧，他肯定有点门路。
对。
他呢，参加了冰桶挑战。
嗯 ，He took the ice bucket challenge.
这个还记得吧？之前我们也聊过啊、，ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
这个扎克伯格吧。
对。
弄起来的哈。好，然后呢，他就把这个时间啊设定在了北京奥运会上。
And set it at the time of the Beijing Olympics.
Set it at the time of the Beijing Olympics.
Right.
每个人都穿着志愿者的制服。
Everyone's wearing those volunteer uniforms.
Everyone's wearing the volunteer uniforms. 制服。
对。
哎，让我看看，让我看看。
Let me see.
哦，对了，这儿还有另一个。
Oh yeah, here's another one where people
好像看着像唐朝呢。
It looks like the Tang Dynasty.
It looks like the Tang Dynasty. 还在吃着鲜枣和香蕉。
Are eating fresh dates and bananas.
枣。
Dates.
Dates,、就那个日子那个叫 dates,
yeah,、
那就是枣大家知道吗 ?fresh dates, 鲜枣、香蕉。所以说这个人在做什么呢他就做他把那个时间变了背景变了
yeah, yeah.
然后再做冰桶挑战、就好像是在所以这个就很有创意嘛
对、
很好玩嘛他说哦那真可真够逗的
That one's good for a laugh
好那可真够逗的你看英文怎么说、
Good for a laugh
Good for a laugh、
Yeah, maybe not really valuable You don't get so much information But you'll laugh, so it's good for a laugh
就是逗一下就行了、真够逗的
Watch that movie, it's good for a laugh Read that article, it's good for a laugh
看个电影吧可挺好笑的
对、
读本书吧挺好笑的、That's good one, and that's one
That one's,
that one's good,
for good
for a laugh
Yeah, yeah
那些视频看着好像他就是开启所有这些潮流的人呢。
Those videos make it look like he was the one who started each of those trends.
Those videos make it, 啊，就让这个事情呢、look like, 看上去就像什么
?He was the one,
他就是那一个人。
Who started each of these trends.
什么样一个人呢 ?Who started each of these trends.
对。
开启所有这些潮流的人。好玩的想法。
对。Interesting idea.
我很好奇。
I wonder what he'd...
重返十八岁他会玩点什么呢
?I wonder what he'd do with the 18-year-old trend.
I wonder, 好奇我特好奇、what he'd do, what he would do, 他将要做什么 with the 18-year-old trend.
对。
那么这个晒十八岁照片的潮流他又会玩点什么呢、故事到这里就截止了。
对，
所以我们也很好奇，十八岁，你会玩点什么呢
？Yeah, what can you do with it?
你们会玩点什么呢？
嗯，
买点什么呢？
对。
好，告诉我们啊。
嗯，
好，来看今天学到的新单词，在第一段当中你要掌握的是
好 trends。
英文解释 something that more and more people are doing、
mm-hmm.
a general change in the way people are behaving or a behavior that is very common for a short time.
Right, yeah, two different meanings there.
短时间的、啊
mm-hmm.
大势的流行的
对 went viral
在社交媒体上的广泛而快速的传播、
mm-hmm.
spread quickly、
yeah.
especially a video posted on social media、
mm-hmm.
尤其是指那种一段视频啊
yeah.
啊一段什么样的片段啊
yeah.
哗一下全翻开了
viral videos, yeah.
接下来我们有、
Post-90s generation.
90后、
mm-hmm.
People in 1990 or afterwards.
Yeah.
But not after 2000.
对对对对。
第二段我们有
Wildly popular.
超级流行。
对对对。
So popular that people do like it without knowing the reason.、
Mm-hmm.
都不知道是什么原因反正就很喜欢。
对对对 Ice Bucket Challenge
这应该是15年时候的事儿了吧
对对对对
冰桶挑战、
mm-hmm. Good for a laugh
太好玩太好笑、mm-hmm. 值得一看值得一笑
对对对对
Funny Worth saying, reading just because it's funny
对
真够逗的、
mm-hmm.
就叫 Good for a laugh
对
这个也很实用很常见哈、
mm-hmm.
好短小精湛的对话来请我们的马克老师最后给我们走一遍
好可以、
哎、我们先从一开始来啊 Dialog 1 Jing Jing and Mark are chatting on the subway
Is this seat taken? Go ahead Oh, Jing Jing, it's you I'm on my way to work Me too I'm just looking through WeChat moments to pass the time Have you noticed any trends in people's posts? Yeah, lately a lot of people have been posting pictures of when they were 18 years old Do you know why that is?Let me guess. Since it's 2018, someone got the idea and it went viral. That's a good guess. This coming year is also the first year that the post-90s generation can no longer call themselves teenagers. You know what I noticed about all those pictures? What was that? Fewer of them were selfies. I don't know if that means people took fewer selfies when they were 18. Yeah, I guess if you have a whole year of photos to choose from, you don't have to use a selfie.The most charming ones are group photos, showing what people were doing when they were 18 years old. Right, it's cool to see what hobbies and interests people had when they were younger. It's a nice trend, looking back on innocent times. You said it.
Dialogue 2. Later on, a bunch of people get off the subway, and it is quiet enough to talk again.
Are you still looking at WeChat moments? Kind of. I'm having a look at my subscriptions.There's already an article about why people are posting pictures of themselves as 18-year-olds. Does it give the same reason I told you? Yeah, and it talks a little about other social media trends. Is there a general pattern? There might be. You know, each of these trends starts out as a cute joke. It becomes wildly popular, and everyone wants to get involved. Then, people make a joke about the joke. Finally, everyone forgets about it.It seems like the 18-year-old posts are still a pretty hot trend. I wonder what the joke could be. Well, the article predicts that people will post pictures of themselves at 18 months old, or post pictures of famous people like Donald Trump or Liu Han when they were 18 years old. Those would be pretty funny. There's even a guy that takes old social media trends and makes new videos about them. How does that work?Well, he must have access to a movie studio set. He took the ice bucket challenge and set it at the time of the Beijing Olympics. Everyone's wearing those volunteer uniforms. Let me see. Oh, yeah, here's another one where people, it looks like the Tang Dynasty, are eating fresh dates and bananas. That one's good for a laugh. These videos make it look like he was the one who started each of those trends. Interesting idea. I wonder what he'd do with the 18-year-old trend.
好这个对话今天就这样的、大家的任务就是接下来把该学的单词背好、把该用的句型呢小本上写下来然后记住完了接下来就赶紧跟你的那些外国朋友们啊、中国的你的学习的伙伴们啊、你的外国的网友啊
对对对对 对
马上聊起来啊这个话题时下最热的就可以用口语交流了、
对对对对对
这就是你们的谈资了、多么的接地气啊是不是好咱们每周三啊周三晚上都有 我们的地道美语呢都有晚自习。
好，
对，马克老师请进，我们都会相聚在我们的直播间，和小伙伴们一起来收听重播。
嗯，
所以每个周三的晚上都欢迎我们的同学们一起来再次学习。
好
不好？
嗯，
好，今天的节目就这样了，谢谢大家的收听，咱们下